Welcome to Fact or Fiction, history stuff for the history buff on HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by staff writer Joshua M. Clark. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Candace?
I am hot. It is a scorching day here in Atlanta.
It is really hot here.
But not quite as hot as ancient Egypt.
No, it's not. And that's funny that you bring that up because I just happen to have a question for you today about ancient Egypt.
Well, I'm a treasure trove of knowledge. Try me.
Okay, I will. So my question's about King Tut and his tomb specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back in 1923, the British had pretty much plundered all of the Valley of the Kings, which is where the kings of pharaonic Egypt were all buried.
Right, and Egyptomania is what they called it. It was sweeping the world. People were fascinated by ancient Egypt. And mm-hmm. after the Rosetta Stone was deciphered and people could actually read hieroglyphics and mm-hmm. make sense of the past, it was just taking every like crazy.
It was a whole new world. And there's an argument that this plunder of these Egyptian tombs really kind of opened up this part of the world to the West, which had never really been too aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, with this one tomb in particular, King Tut's tomb, when they finally made their way into the burial chamber, they found it was intact. And when they went in, they walked underneath an inscription, and it was actually kind of scary, but it said something like, "Death will come on swift pinions to those who disturb the rest of the pharaoh." Well, being of British sensibility, these people kind of ignored it, and they went in, and they got the king's mummy out, and people started dying. It looked like there was a curse on the tomb, and actually, that was international news. So my question to you is that fact or fiction?
I'm going to have to go with fiction on this one.
Ah.
The mummy's curse was a big deal back then, and people still joke about it a little bit today. But even Howard Carter, who was the expedition's leading archaeologist, he called it bull hockey. And quite frankly, he was a little ticked off that all of the superstition was stealing thunder away from the great archaeological find.
Yeah.
And the project's main financial backer, Lord Carnarvon, died. And actually, his dog did, too.
His little dog, too. That's terrible.
And again, people tangentially connected to the expedition started dropping. People who were actually there when the tomb was open started dropping. And so the press got a hold of the story and blew it up. But I'm going to counter that because there's actually some pretty scientific evidence that points to why they could have died. In the first case, the main financial backer here, he actually died from blood poisoning from a mosquito bite.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his little dog, too?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there were some agents from the tomb that were released when it was opened. And these are things that were used to help mummify the body and keep it intact. And, you know, been closed for several million years. But
secret agents?
No, not quite. Things like formaldehyde and ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. And these are agents that can attack your respiratory system. So that got into people's lungs and killed them too. And let's not forget that ancient Egypt and ancient Cairo in particular was a pretty dirty place.
Mm.
And so a lot of the things that these people picked up that caused them to die were, quite frankly, airborne viruses that they caught. And in addition to that, the ancient Egyptians left food offerings for the pharaoh. And so things like moldy food and bird and bat droppings would have promoted fungi that could have affected these people too.
Yeah, I imagine the food would have turned after a few thousand years.
Yeah, not exactly the best buffet. So, if you want to learn more about all of the different factors that are attributed to the curse, read Was There Really a Curse on King Tut's Tomb on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.